Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Whether you're 20 years old, 60 years old, or every age in between, you know dating can be expensive.
Yes.
And if you're a single guy looking to meet a woman, we have just resigned ourselves to the belief.
You're going
to
go broke.
Yeah. You're going to spend some serious cash.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if spending money trying to impress a woman was actually the thing that was keeping us single, Tommy? That seems to be the belief of one man who doesn't need to save his cash.
Okay.
And when you really think about it, maybe he's not all that crazy.
It doesn't work.
You hang it out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, you remember former Bengals wide receiver Chad Johnson?
Yeah, Ochocinco.
Chad Ochocinco, yeah. All right, so he's been retired for a few years now. And his social media, very entertaining.
Yeah.
He's got advice for all of you men out there. Chad Johnson says, if you're a single guy looking to meet a woman, you don't need to spend cash to impress her. Because he asked his Twitter followers, how much money is too much money for a first date? And then he followed up with this.
Yeah.
Anything over $50 on a first date is a red flag.
So he's saying you a sucker.
He's saying you shouldn't spend more than $50 on a woman on your first date.
What are you doing?
Total.
Okay. What are you doing? Especially if you live in a major city. Let's say you live in New York or LA.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Bip, dip, dip, dip.
and you're not Huey Lewis. You're not getting anything. Where are you going? What are you doing, man? Like, I think about this. A first date is the biggest lie you'll ever tell.
Oh.
Because you're putting on the huge fake you, right?
Okay, sure.
You're great. You're charming. You're
selling yourself.
Yes. Yeah. But you're overselling it because you're trying to achieve something here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to need more than $50 worth of backup to pull that off.
Your statement just proved why he's right.
Well, yeah. To Kimmy's point, he could do it. He's an NFL superstar, good-looking guy.
I'm going into this date knowing you have money, right?
Yeah, so Slubby Chubby shows up. Where are you going with $45?
Well, I think the fact that your parents name you Slubby Chubby is already a disadvantage.
You had no choice.
What you just said proves, and the fact that he's rich and good-looking and athletic doesn't
have nothing to do with
that. No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. You just proved why he's right. And the phone number is 222-6000 if you want to jump in.
What kind of first date you think you're going to get?
Okay,
by the way, you're going to save some money because there won't be a second date. That's for sure.
We'll get to the dates you can do. All right? And look at Money Grubbing Kimmy, Gold Digger Kimmy over here. Yeah, he's right. Spend all the money on me.
I didn't say that.
But that's exactly what a first date is.
Okay. So you said it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You said the first date is the biggest lie you'll ever tell.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're going to go all out and all this stuff. Okay, great. Right. So you spend all this money on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for the second date?
Who cares? Let's get the first one over with.
No.
Nobody's ever thinking about the second date. I'm trying to get the first one.
You know why relationships fail? Why it's a scam?
Yeah, because I'm a part of them.
No, you idiot. When you spend all that money on the first date, she's going to be let down by the fifth date because you a broke-ass dumbass.
No, but if she sticks around, then you know she's a keeper.
No, because she's expecting things from you because you've spent all this money.
She knows what's going on.
Does she?
She knows she's getting played for them panties. She knows that too, man. It's a delicate dance of lies.
Kimmy, do you know you're getting played for them panties?
I do expect like a little bit on the first date. It's usually maybe a little bit more than you would on a normal date, just because sometimes you're just thinking of things to do to make it less awkward because you're meeting for the first time. Like you're usually packing more to one first date than any other. Like let's just go grab lunch.
You're trying to get over the hump.
Not only. Is spending more than $50 on a first date a red flag? Chad Johnson is right. Spending more than $50 on a first date dooms that relationship.
By the way, that's not much of a first date. I mean, it isn't like you're setting off fireworks with $50.
Oh, there's a couple of stands. They were like, buy two, get one free over by the Walmart.
Yeah, give me something you're going to do on a first date.
Okay, so you're
It's Saturday.
Okay.
It's Friday night after work.
Okay.
What are we doing for under $50?
I will explain.
So that includes alcohol and food.
Okay, so it doesn't have to include alcohol and food. If you're doing a meal, it would be almost impossible. Even going out for just drinks, that would be rough because you'd have to stop at like two drinks.
And those are the standards.
There is one date that will keep you under $50.
What's that?
Coffee shop first date.
Okay.
But that's not fair. A first date.
No, it is. No, that's a great first date.
No, that's where you meet and you set up the first date.
Wait.
So that means we've already met.
You have a pre-date date.
Well, yeah, let's say you met somebody at the coffee shop and you decided to go. Second, you can't do a coffee shop date, man.
You can do a coffee shop date. No. Why can't you do a
coffee shop? Coffee shop dates leads to zero sexual activity.
Okay, so you're not trying to meet this woman, though.
Okay, so... So I met her and our first date is going to be... A coffee.
All right, whether you meet her online, whether
No. First date.
No, hear what I'm saying. Whether you meet her online, mm-hmm. whether you set up with somebody, whether mm-hmm. you meet her, whatever. The mm-hmm. first date. I would like to take you out. Mm-hmm. Meet me at fill in the blank here.
Man, you ain't getting nothing. Coffee.
Coffee's a little tricky, though, because let's say you meet for coffee and it goes well.
Right.
I mean, you can only sit there for so long drinking your coffee. Like, you might want to extend that date, which would also...
Go out and do something.
You'd have to go spend more money, right? Like, if you hit it off with that coffee date, it might turn into you spending more.
Okay,
so
but
a first date with coffee mm-hmm. is under an hour, to Kimmy's point.
Yeah, it's It's a quick date.
Wait, how long are you spending on a first date when you take her out to dinner?
Hopefully a couple hours. Like, you're going to have drinks, conversation, okay. and maybe, you know...
By the way, if the conversation is good, you can sit in that coffee shop and talk. Me being a conversationalist, I've done that several times.
The conversation is only good because you buzzed. Where are you getting your buzz on? Where are you going to loosen up? Matter of fact, you're going to get jittery. You're going to get jittery poontang. Enjoy that.
But I'm getting poontang.
But it's jittery.
I drooled on myself.
It's all jacked up on caffeine.
A little
caffeine poontang.
Probably backs his penis in.
Bet you do. What?
Are we done? Yeah. Are we done with the jokes?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to have a serious conversation in the break room about penises and $50.
I'm a little confused by this statement only because he's kind of implying that if she requests more, something that costs more than $50,
yes.
she's not worth it. But
right.
usually, like, you're planning the first date. So whatever you spend is on you, mm-hmm. not her.
No, but I mean, there are expectations. Like, if you go and
she's not going to get all, she's not going to want to get all, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, good.
She's not going to want to get all dressed up on a Friday night for a cup of coffee.
Why not? Does she like you? Is she excited about you?
She ain't shaving, bro.
She
ain't
doing.
She ain't buffing.
Well, she
what?
And which is tough because she's got jittery poontang.
Well, she's going to cut herself when she shaves.
222-6000. Former NFL superstar Chad Johnson gets on social media the other day. Tommy found this and he got mad. He got
I did.
Mad. He goes, the statement
Shut
was.
Shut up, Chad Johnson, in your mouth hole.
You shouldn't spend more than $50 on a first date if you're a man. Anything over that is a red flag. How much does being wined and dined really matter to a woman? In all sincerity, I need honesty.
She's expecting.
000. Does it add points?
Yes. It shows interest.
Thank you, woman.
I mean,
it shows that you put some effort into
You're interested.
But I will say, I think after that first date, no matter what you do, she's going to know if she's interested in you or not. Not so much based on what you do.
And don't be expecting nothing
you
on a coffee
date.
You
did not hear what she just said. She made a very valid point, and you just wanted to go, and another thing! And another thing!
All right, say it again.
Well, I was just going to say, after that first date, it doesn't necessarily matter what you do. She'll have a good idea of whether or not she's interested in you or not. But I will say, if you plan something that maybe takes a little longer, it gives her more time to get to know you.
Or to hate you.
Yeah, I guess.
By the way, you think that more time you spending with a woman is a benefit?
No,
maybe coffee date is good for you.
No, but it's also saying, like, what do you think you're going to get out of a date where you spent $4.35?
Oh, so she's a prostitute.
No, but it's all prostitution in a way. It's just legalized prostitution.
Is that how you lead your dates? Hey, honey, thank you for joining me in this legalized prostitution.
Yes, but it is.
No, it's not.
But dating is legalized prostitution. It is. You're paying to get something.
No.
It ain't street meat. I get it.
Honey, let me tell you something, sweetheart. You look beautiful tonight. Way hotter than street meat.
But don't be complaining. If you took her out for a cup of coffee, you didn't get laid. I put $4.35 in that bitch. I ain't gonna get nothing.
So.
By the way, he's an old guy.
So I just remembered a story about my friend. She went on a first date. I think it was kind of like a coffee date, but it was more like lunchtime. But she didn't really know if she should order food or not.
Okay.
So the guy she meets goes, "Hey, what do you want? I'll take our order for us. It's on me." So she just goes, "I'll just take a whatever coffee drink she was ordering," and she figured he was going to do the same. He ordered himself food and a coffee and just ordered her a coffee.
Oh.
No food?
No. Well, she didn't know to order food because she didn't think he was getting food. So he just sat there and ate on their date.
And she just sitting there watching him chew.
And she kind of liked the guy, so she gave him another chance. But that first date lingered in her head to the point where even after they went on a few dates, I think that ended up being the deal breaker.
Wait. In the defense of that guy, though, she didn't say she wanted food.
But food wasn't implied.
Yeah, like she just thought they were getting coffee.
Yeah.
And then he went and ordered himself like some like breakfast item.
Ugh.
Oh, is this a breakfast item? It doesn't matter.
You're eating eggs in front of this woman?
Yeah, but it's a little weird.
Slobbing your eggs
down. Didn't even mention, like, "Hey, I'm going to get a bite to eat. Do you want something?"
Yeah, you want to eat? I'm buying.
Like, that awkward, weird first date lingered. Mm. I think that ruined it up front, even though she did go on a few other dates with him.
All right. Like, Tommy, you give the worst advice to men coming up. And again, the statement made, if you spend more than $50 on a woman on a first date is a red flag.
Coffee date.
Because you and I, we're both broke when we were younger.
Yeah.
And we got laid, okay?
Yeah, but I also spent money I didn't have.
Okay, not every time. There are women that you did not spend money on, and you got laid.
Yeah, but they weren't women I was actually interested in. Hey, don't be getting all Christian on me here, man, because you were doing the same thing with some dirty chicks.
What?
No, but he's saying, like, I didn't spend a lot of money on some of these dates, but I wasn't really interested in these women. I was just looking for something.
I would think.
Or was it like, "Hey, we're going to pick out furniture after this"?
I would think, especially for
what?
Older guys.
Yeah.
Spending more than $50 is a stupid thing to do, right? Because when you look, when we're doing this as kids, you're just trying to impress a woman because, especially in your time, I can take care of you. Look what I can do for you, this, that, and the other thing, right? Now, you look at older women.
Mm-hmm.
I say older, 40 and older, right? Yeah. They got their own things going on, man. They got jobs and homes and cars of their own. They don't need our money.
Yeah, but they're expecting, bro.
Are they?
Sure they are.
Maybe we're overestimating how much our money matters to them. This ain't your dad and your mom where he goes off to work and the only money she has access to is what he makes.
I understand that, but like, so when I was divorced, I was 45.
Yeah.
And dating.
Okay.
And these women expected, like, if you were taking them out, they wanted to go out.
Okay.
They had an expectation of going out. You know, they're adults.
Sure.
They're not looking at the coffee shop or putt-putt golf. They want to be treated like women, and they want you to be interested in them. And one of the ways you show interest is, what am I spending on you tonight?
No, this makes perfect sense, because, like, when your wife, you know, where she's coming from,
mm-hmm.
met you, she probably thought you were going to financial security. You dumbass! What? You moved into her house!
Okay, that was later.
You know, you're gonna sit here and go, "Yeah, you gotta impress, you get ready, dad. Gotta make you think you got something going on."
So that's a man without furniture in rooms.
"Hey, you wanna come over to my house and go whole room?
You don't lead.
You wanna play dodgeball in here?"
You don't lead with "I have empty rooms."
Dumbass!
And I'm behind on my payments.
Folks have been waiting very patiently. Excuse me, Tracy's on CMF. Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just have to tell you, I'm laughing so hard this morning. I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
So I just want to say, when I met my husband down in Virginia many, many years ago, he wanted to date me, and I was on a clinical residency, and I did not want to date him.
Go on.
I was busy. I wanted to finish my internship and, you know, get my degree and get out into the world. But he bugged me to the point that he said, you know, I was flying home, and he said, let me just take you for lunch. I said, that's fine. So we're on our way to the airport, and we stopped, and I said to myself internally, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to see what he's made out of.
Oh, you've
been. So I ordered the most expensive thing I could off the menu.
Why?
And he did, it was a lobster, some lobster dish. And
for lunch? Wait, hold on, stop.
Lobster for lunch?
You ordered lunch lobster.
It was the ultimate test.
Such like a Kardashian.
Well, and if you know me, I'm totally not like that at all. I don't buy designer purses or shoes or anything like that. I'm very low maintenance.
Because you can't fit them. They don't fit on her because she's so full of lobster. She's swollen. She eat lunch lobster. Tracy, go on. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So I ordered the lobster. It was a salad, I think. He didn't even flinch. and we just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. Wow. So I don't really think that that's a hard rule.
Well, he only stuck with you to recoup his losses. Like, you've got to give him so much lobster tail of your own to recoup that lobster tail. He's still upside down on you.
No, it was a good, he's a great guy. And I think, to Kimmy's point, I think you know very early, well, at least women do. We know right away whether we're interested in you or not. And I was interested. I just was very preoccupied with wanting to finish my clinical internship. So I didn't want to be distracted, but I knew that I was already interested. And so the lunch, I think, was just, you know, another way just to confirm that, you know, he was a good guy.
All right, Tracy, it's a wonderful story. Mm. It's romantic. I'm glad it all worked out for you, even though I kind of hate you right now. Yeah. I do need to ask you, though, I do need to ask you a personal question, if that's okay.
Okay, we'll see. Go ahead.
Now I'm excited. So, Tracy, you got lunch lobster just to stick it to this guy to see what he was made of. Your words. Did he get afternoon post-lobster sex out of that lobster lunch?
I was flying out at the airport, so he literally took me straight to the airport from the lunch.
Okay, that makes me even angrier. Would he, had you not had a flight, lobster lunch sex?
No, I was a good girl.
Tracy, please never call the show again.
Yeah, I'd be really pissed off if I ponied up for some lobster and, hey, that was fun. See ya.
He did get a kiss, though. He got a good kiss.
Wow. Yeah, you smell like lobster. Who the hell wants to kiss your lobster mouth? Hey, give me a kiss. It's low tide over here.
Tracy, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
There you go.
Last thing I want to make out with a lobster girl.
Bro, if I... You know he probably gave a ride to the airport, too.
What's yeah, that? Yeah, that's, she just
no, he,
said
she
that.
Had to
yeah,
drop him off.
He brought her from lunch to
okay,
the
I'm sorry.
She,
was,
yeah.
I was so mad I wasn't listening.
He was like a bellhop.
So he bought her lobster and then dropped her off at airport. Get out of my face. Where is this man? If you're not married to this woman, call the show so we can yell at you. You made a mistake.
Yeah, he really got played.
Get out now.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.